We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah chapter 54. We will read the whole chapter. Now, I've pointed out several times that Isaiah has three main sections, the first 39 chapters. The prophet is speaking to his own generation. It's a message of conviction for their sin, and it ends ultimately after his lifetime in the destruction of Jerusalem by God's hand and judgment, the Babylonian captivity of the nation of Israel. And so the second section, chapters 40 to 55, the prophet is speaking now to the children of that later generation, those who had spent their whole lives in captivity in Babylon. I often think that we have some affinity to them. I don't think any of us would say that we're living in the triumphant days of Christianity in America. We look to previous generations, and we're so grateful for the foundation of other times, but it seems sometimes that even the church is in the chains of a Babylonian captivity, ensnared by the world. And here's the question we will ask, and you see, this is what Isaiah is speaking to. Is there a future for us? Are there great days yet ahead? Can we be confident? Can we have children looking forward to what they'll experience? Can we hope that there is grace for us, and are there things to come? Well, if you'd said to the Babylonian Jews, what do you look forward to in the future? Would they even have dared to believe that God's going to restore us marvelously to our homeland? He did. A subsequent generation and a wonderful act of redemption. God restored the people to Jerusalem. And of course, it was still in their future that the Messiah would come. That the very Son of God was born. And see what Isaiah is saying, don't be afraid, trust in the Lord. Remember his covenant of grace. Remember his promises. And he works through a number of conditions that they're experiencing because of the previous sins. They're like a barren woman, and they don't have fruit. And they're children of the desolate. That's Israel in that time. And yet they're going to bear fruit because of his grace. He compares them to a woman who was cast off in her youth. And the Lord says, your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. You're going to be provided for. How many women in situations like this have laid hold of Isaiah 55:5 and said, you know what was true for Israel in general is true for me in particular. The Lord is the one who loves me and meets my needs. He goes down to verse 9 and he actually compares their situation to the world after the time of Noah's flood. This is like the days of Noah to me. There's a fascinating statement at the end of Genesis 8:21, where the Lord, having destroyed the earth by a flood, says, you know, I needed to do that because of my holiness. That was the proper response. But my actual plan is not judgment. It's salvation by grace. And he goes on in Genesis 9 to establish his covenant with Noah, to provide for the preaching of the gospel. Do we realize in our own times, God's purpose is to gather in people for eternal life through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he concludes with words of hope. We are to trust in him. In righteousness you shall be established. Verse 14 says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. What a blessing it is in our times to trust in the Lord. We have the times that are given to us, but let's trust in the Lord. Let's raise our children in the faith. We're going to be talking about sharing the gospel again in our sermon today. Oh, what a heritage we have, because he is a God of grace. His covenant purposes will never fail. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you will remember no more. For the Lord is for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit, like a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing anger for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me. As I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of agate and your gates of carbuncles and all your wall of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near to you. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. And you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.